All right, welcome to another episode of Gin and Truth. I'm the captain of this ship, Robert motherfucking Reed. I got a tumble full of Hendrix combined with thoughts. Let's go. All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. Before we get to the meat of today's rotted sandwich, you guys want to know what it is? I have forgotten. Some truth serum. As always, talk amongst yourselves, fuck faces. Gang, the meat of today's rotted sandwich, the Christian God's insecurity. I mean, I've said it before, me and Wendy have done shows on it before, and the truth of the matter is, this is bad spouse syndrome, period, end of story. And the very first hallmark of battered spouse syndrome is the irrational fear that the pain that you are feeling is your fault. You guys ever notice how the Christian God is smarter than smart, stronger than strong? We always get to hear, our measly 3-pound brains, they can never understand the might of God. Well, that's actually not true. It's real easy to understand bullshit when you call it for what it is. Some bullshit. This is not a difficult topic, Kane. And again, he can't seem to make a move, nothing of significance, without hurting people. Without literally slaughtering people by the hundreds of thousands. I mean, the fuckface detonated an entire planet, gang. In the worst possible way. And we have to sit here, if you're a Christian, and say, well, that was actually our fault, Uncle Bobby. Well, you never guess what? Uncle Bobby doesn't agree. First and foremost, Uncle Bobby doesn't think any of this bullshit actually happened. But if we're just going to sit here and read the story, no. Again, let's just take the noadic flood. All you pro-lifers out there, are you really going to sit here and tell me? And I've asked teachers this before, back when I used to talk to the motherfuckers. It's like, dude, your God committed skillet against every infant on the planet. Drown them. As someone who knows what it's like to choke, it's horrible. Yeah, nothing strikes fear. And I do mean nothing strikes fear. Like reaching for an involuntary action and not being able to perform it. God did that against every infant on the planet. You're telling me that was okay? I've had some of these suckers say things like, well, they could have grown up to be very bad people. I was like, I can't believe you said that. Out loud in English words that I can understand. Are you serious? And this is how the Christian God shows his strength, his power. He hurts people. Now, again, this all comes down to, if you believe I exist, I will not hurt you. Okay, and so instead of just parting the clouds and ending this debate, see, it's not Buddha, it's not Allah, it's not Vishnu, it's not whatever the Scientology God is. It's me. Hi, who wants to sign up? No. Instead of that, he appears on toast. He helps the number 4 batter hit a home run during the World Series. He helps people find car keys. You know what else he does? He hurts people. Instead of just coming down here and be like, here I am, who wants to worship? No. The Christian God shows his might. He shows his presence by hurting people because that's loving. And again, gang, I love it. No, I don't. Again, this is insecurity. This is abusive. Hold on. I'm trying to get the Trump shit. Go fuck yourselves. Just let that soak in. Cut all the Christian apologetics out. All the excuses. And again, it's not that we don't understand the mind of God. Again, it's real easy to call a spade when you're just keeping it real. The Christian God is an asshole. and an abusive one at that. But again, just take all the excuses out of it. I told you, one of my personal policies is there's nothing I won't say about you behind your back that I will not say directly to your face. Ask the people in my professional life. He's not joking. I actually said something today in response to a situation that was being talked about, and the person's like, oh, I wish I was worried like that. I was like, it's real easy. Just tell it the way your TI is. It's just like that. The point is, gang, if that's my policy for myself, I'm holding you to that same standard. Now, and it's happened, where people would be like, oh, Uncle Bob, you understand, Jim's been talking all kinds of shit about you behind your back. It's all kinds of fucked up. I don't want to hear it. No, you don't understand. I mean, he's really trashing you behind your back. I don't want to hear it. But he said, I don't think you heard me. I don't care. If Jim doesn't have the balls to say it to my face, I'm not interested. I don't care. Again, you want your opinion to mean something to me? Come down here and lay some skin down on this motherfucking game. Right? What's today? Okay, the mortgage is due in about 14 days. How much you got on that? Right? I don't care what you say. I care about what you do. And if you want to matter to me, come on and lay some skin down. I don't care what your opinion is. I don't care. I don't. Right? Hey, Uncle Bobby, I mean, this person's talking about they can kick your ass. I don't care. But I mean, you're the 7-degree black belt guy, don't you? I really don't care. But you don't seem to understand, Uncle Bobby. There's this fourth grader that everybody's like, wait, what? Did you just say a fourth grader's out there talking shit that he can kick? Yeah, Uncle Bobby, I'm glad you're paying attention. He's like, now I really don't care. But he said he can kick your kitty table. Now, gang, I'm just a mere mortal with a 3-pound brain. But if a fourth grader is going around talking crazy shit that he can kick my ass and make, you know, easy work of me, I am huge. You understand what I'm saying? And I am a legit 7th-degree black belt in Kaju Kimbo. And a fourth grader is going to kick my, I don't care. Now, that's just me. And who knows, maybe I'm, you know, the little fuck face is a second coming of Bruce Lee. Maybe he can actually kick. I don't care. I don't care. And that's just me. Now, you're the Christian God, stronger than motherfucking strong. And you're worried, you're bothered that someone's talking shit that, you know, they mocked you, which normally isn't mocking by Christian, by my standard, but Christians, anything other than, oh, God, oh, you're going to tell me when you're going to come, right? Anything short of that, and you're mocking God, right? But again, you created a world, a universe, in 6 days by talking to yourself. You and you alone have cracked the secret of life. And you're really worried that some stripper, you know, got a cross around it. And how does, again, this is all because God, we don't know God is out there. So instead of just coming down and be like, here I am, what's up, baby? No, he hurts people because, right. Now, again, let's go ahead and hit it with the Autobots transform and roll out. What do you see? This bullshit. Gang, it's another one of those videos. Oh, let's go back over here. If you don't believe God exists, watch this. Now, this is Mike Joyful Exile. Hold on, gang. Let's get some bullshit working here. It'll hurt my feelings. What's going on here? You always got to have news on, so, you know, fuck. But this sucker's got 236,000 followers, gang. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts. That's probably silver plaque level damn YouTubing. And he's getting ready to show you that the Christian God loves you so much that if you don't jerk him off, he's going to hurt you. Yes. Now, the first image up, let's go ahead and hit it with the blow up. You wait. The first image up is Brandon. I'm going to roll the tape. Don't worry. I've done snippets on this one. Brandon is a progressive Christian. He just so happens to be homosexual himself. And he can find verses in the Bible that straight up say, God supports gay people as is, no need to change, suck as many dicks as you like. Old school conservative Christians can't stand this motherfucker. You want to know why? Because apparently he doesn't think there's anything wrong with gay people. No, anything but that. And so this is when, you know, he's preaching. Then for literally like 7 seconds tops, his power goes out. He makes the jokes like, don't worry. This isn't the wrath of God. His congregation laughed. Every conservative Christian jumped up. See, Brandon's going to get all the way fucked up, sodomite faggot. Again, instead of just coming down and saying, hey, here I am, and this is actually what the translation of it means. No, he hurts people, scares them, because that's love. You guys ready? Let's roll the tape.
Don't mock God.
Pause the tape. Podcasters, you can't see. So you know this is going to be sitting on some bullshit. Whoever this Mike guy is, he likes John MacArthur. If you are a Christian on John MacArthur's tip, Vody Bachum, Jeff Durbin, you're not a real Christian if you aren't ugly enough. And again, it's battered spouse. It's I hurt you, therefore I love you. That's what this is. For the Christians are like, no, don't sweat it. Look, God loves you as is. You're like, you're not ugly enough. You aren't mean enough. That's what this is. So they just show John MacArthur, and I can't remember this lady's name, but she was a comedian, and they say she was mocking God. Okay, let me tell you what her joke was, because they just showed the clip, but they're not going to show it. I don't know if they're going to show the actual clip, but here we go. She was talking about how she was still traveling during COVID because she needed to make a living. She's a comedian. You only get paid for your stage time. You don't get paid for sitting at home writing your jokes, right? And so she was like, I traveled all the time. And you'll never guess what? I never caught COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me. She falls back. And as you guys can see, she didn't brace her fall. The first thing to hit her head was the back of her skull. Let's go back over to StreamYard real fast. First thing that hits was the back of her skull. That's a tall woman. She hit the back of her head so hard. Not only did she crack her skull from behind, not only did she give herself a massive concussion, gang, she hit her head so hard that she cracked the eye orbitals in front of her face. Do you guys have any idea how much force needs to be generated for that to happen? She didn't say, God, go suck a bag of dicks. She didn't say, I hate God. She said, I traveled during COVID and didn't get sick. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. She fell back and cracked her skull. And Christians love to sit here and talk about, see, she mocked God. I guess we just have really different definitions of the word mock. Roll the tape.
Sometimes people who mock God immediately experience the consequences of their rebellion against the God they think will never judge or punish them for their rebellion against him. Let's take a look at seven times people who mocked God experienced shocking consequences, progressing to the most shocking one at the end that will make anyone think twice before mocking God in such a way. At the 2015 Brit Awards, while singing her song Living for Love, twice before mocking God in such a way.
King, pause the tape and please go fuck yourself. Let me tell you something. I've never been a Madonna fan. I respect the game. I respect the hustle. She's clearly a talented artist. I've just never liked her music. That's got nothing to do with the fact that I don't think that woman should. I mean, did she break something? So, podcast, what you can't see is Madonna's doing a concert. It looks like one of her dancers. Her cape that she's wearing looks extraordinarily long. And it looks like maybe something got caught on one of her dancers because you see the cape pulling her down. She fell what looks to be about 3.5 feet. And she got hurt. This is how God deals with people. Instead, and you know the real fucked up thing is, gang? This is like on purpose cutting yourself so you can have an excuse to go to the first aid kit. There's nothing that doesn't go down that doesn't happen according to God's perfect and, more importantly, his unchanging plan. God knew that Madonna was going to do this. You want to know why? The sucker planned it. And he's punishing her for doing exactly what he knew in advance. He would, I mean, there's just no, other than sitting here and telling, look at my Trump hands, Uncle Bobby, go fuck yourself. Other than just sitting here and saying, I don't understand the gospel. You were never a Christian. Peace sleep fast under the West. Therefore the mudge. There's nothing that I said that wasn't spot on correct. Again, this is God cutting himself so he can on purpose bleed, so he can have a reason to go to the emergency kit. He knew Madonna was going to quote unquote mock him so that he can punish. God is basically a slave to his whatever the fuck all knowing is. Just roll the tape.
At the 2015 Brit Awards, while singing her song Living for Love, surrounded by these men wearing devil horns and dressed like demons, amid a demonic red backdrop, Madonna was mocking God, as she has a habit of doing, when she suddenly tripped and fell off the stage. After the incident, Madonna said this in an interview, explaining the injury she experienced.
Thing is, I had a little bit of a whiplash and I smacked the back of my head. So,
pause the tape. She had a whiplash. I told you, she was pulled. And she hit the back of her head. Roll the tape.
There was a man standing over me with a flashlight to about 3 a.m., making sure that I was still Copus Mentis.
And presumably.
And I'm not, clearly, because I couldn't remember the words of my song. The universe.
Pause the tape. If you're sitting there doing the eye flashy and probably the fuck, that's called concussion protocol in football. Hold on, I'm looking for something. So God gave her a concussion because, I mean, give me a break. Instead of maybe just coming down, let's just get the whole all knowing and perfect plan thing out of there, because that fucks everything up. Hold on, gang. What if God just came down and said, hey, Madonna, just so you know, you're kind of hurting my feelings. Would you mind not doing that? And Christians, don't say it's not possible. Apparently it's happened before. How many times do we have to hear about, oh, God visited me in my kitchen or in my jail cell or whatever the hell? And he gave this woman a brain injury and whiplash. And say, again, if it bothered him that much, first and foremost, make her not do that. You ever think about that, Christian God? It bothered him so much that he hurt her. Instead of just coming down and be like, yeah, you know what, Madonna, this really is hurting me. Could you not do that? No. His perfect and unchanging plan, his super brain, couldn't come up with anything other than, I'm going to hurt you. There's nothing special about this, gang. This is just bully behavior, abusive. Roll the tape.
Hers was, I don't know, trying to teach me a lesson, okay. I guess.
She also said in another interview, I didn't hurt my butt, I hurt my head. Whether or not this was a coincidence, we can be certain that unless Madonna repents of mocking God, she will face God's terrible judgment on the last day. The word of God should be a constant reminder and lesson to her that God not only exists, but will judge all who remain in rebellion to his commands. In addition to this incident, Madonna has blatantly mocked God and Christianity numerous other times as well. In a Vanity Fair cover photo, Madonna was portrayed as the Virgin Mary, as well as in a blasphemous recreation of the Last Supper, where Madonna was portrayed as Jesus with 12 female disciples around her. The images were extremely mocking of the Christian faith.
Pause it, Jay. Christians, go grow up. Go get yourself some real problems. Seriously. Fuck me. I don't even know what to say to that. Seriously. You know, it just reminds me of, gang, true story. It was a couple years ago, and I was doing a show, and I stopped my show, and I was like, this is odd. I got a call from work. So I stopped the recording, and I called, what's going on? And it was one of my managers, and she straight up asked me, were you playing Kenny Rogers the Gambler? Yeah, I'm sure I was. Long story short, I got a complaint that I was playing Kenny Rogers the Gambler. And I was being very respectful, and I interrupted my manager while she was speaking. I was like, I totally understand you have a job to do, and you did it, but I'm going to ask you to never waste my time with foolishness like this. Because in my mind, I'm like, did I play like the X-rated version? Did Two Life Crew, you know, do a remake? You know, again, on the warm summer's eve on a train bound to nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to speak. So we took turns of staring at the windows in the darkness. Boredom overtook us. We began to speak. He said, son, I make a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. Now, if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. The night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. He said, if you're going to learn to gamble, son, you got to learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money, dumbass, while you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Just so you know, the answer is yes. I did that all from memory. Where's the vulgarity? Where's the vulgarity? And so I told her, don't waste my time. I will not be responsible. My point in that, I refuse to be responsible for this level of sensitivity. Because I remember who I played it for. There was an elderly woman in my care who was having a bad day. I know how much she loves old school country. So we went to the back of the gym and I played old school country. One of the songs was The Gambler. I'm not catering to that. I refuse. If you're that sensitive, don't leave your fucking house. That's what this is. Christians, are you serious? Madonna, that's what bothers you. With all this shit going on in the world right now, and this is what gets your booty hole knotted up. I hope Madonna turns up the heat. There are real problems, and this is what you're worried about. Okay, roll the tape.
And were described as demonic, satanic, and sickening. Another incident where Madonna shamelessly mocked God was during a performance of her song Live to Tell, where she is shown on a mirrored cross wearing a crown of thorns.
Pause the tape. We're not making it through this. This is sitting on some bullshit. And especially you conservative Christians, because I live in the South, so that's who I'm going to refer to. I've got a great idea. Ignore it. Like you do every other social issue down here in the South. I live in Texas. Do you know how fucked Texas is, where we rank in terms of medically insured citizens? Do you know how badly we are fist fucking people's basic rights to vote, to choose what to do with their own body? I live in a state where the governor of Texas literally fast-tracked legislation in a state that leads the nation in skillet death with instruments that fire freedom nuggets at high velocities. He's made it easier to go get these weapons. We suck at everything here in Texas, but we are worried about Madonna singing with a fake thorn crown on. I just can't. That's what I'm saying. This level of sense, ignore it. Christians, like you do everything else. Give me a break. Roll the tape. You know what? Go fuck yourself. Ignore this like you do everything else. Right? Donald Trump is the most Christian man that's ever been in the White House. You mean the same guy that has cheated on every wife he's ever had? You mean the motherfucker's got 5 kids from 3 different women? The one who fucked around with a fucking porn star while his wife was breastfeeding his brat infant? Are you kidding me? We're talking about the same man with a long-standing reputation for hiring workers and then just walking on the tab. Why don't you know? Just ignore Madonna's concerts the way you ignore all of Trump's shortcomings. That will help you on this one, I promise you. We're not making it through this, gang. No way. Roll the tape.
Madonna and others like her may laugh and mock God right now, but unless they repent and turn to faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, they will not be laughing when they inevitably die and meet their maker. We should expect this kind of worldly and anti-Christian behavior from someone like Madonna. But the world was caught completely off guard when megachurch pastor T.D. Jakes, one of the most famous and prominent Christians in the world, experienced the devastating consequences of his friendship with rapper P. Diddy. Here's a video clip of T.D. Jakes celebrating with P. Diddy on P. Diddy's birthday.
Okay, pause the tape. I got no jokes about the P. Diddy situation. None at all. And apparently, like Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, apparently this is one of Hollywood's most openly kept secrets. I just belch, hashtag unprofessional. Let's just, again, my dad, what priorities. Let's talk priorities. What's most important here? Whatever God is going to do to T.D. Jakes, I don't care, but knock yourself out. God's going to punish T. Let me guess. He's going to give T.D. Jakes a cramp, or the electricity is going to go off in his church in the middle of it, whatever the fuck he's going to do. In order to get to punishing T.D. Jakes for being friends with P. Diddy, that means the Christian God sat by for decades, while allegedly P. Diddy just went on a 2-decade-long rape spree. Instead of stopping P. Diddy before he hurt his first victim, your God sat by and didn't do a damn thing for countless years and countless victims whose name and face we will never be introduced to. But what is important to the Christian God is hurting T.D. Jakes. Christians, make that make sense to me. Go ahead. I don't understand God. Pete slid fast under the West. Is it objectively wrong that P. Diddy hurt? Kitty table. Kitty table. Just let that soak in. In order to get to T.D. Jakes, the Christian God turned a blind eye for decades to P. Diddy's criminal activity. Okay, roll the tape.
Of course, P. Diddy is known for an extremely immoral lifestyle, so it was strange that a supposedly Christian pastor like T.D. Jakes would be celebrating with P. Diddy instead of calling him to repentance and communicating the gospel of sin, repentance, and salvation to him. Sometime after this, some people began accusing Jakes of inappropriate behavior at P. Diddy's birthday parties, which led to a firestorm of controversy. Here's Cat Williams commenting on the situation in an interview that went mega viral.
It's all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.D. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed.
And here's how T.D. Jakes responded to these allegations against him.
Some of you logged in or come in out of concern. Some of you come in to hear what I'm going to say. All of you who expect me to address a lie, you can log off. I will not use this sacred day in this sacred pulpit to address a lie when I have a chance to preach a truth. I will stand straight up, head up, back straight, and preach the unadulterated, infallible word of God, because that is what the pulpit is for. But there will be a time. So you can stop dragging people and arguing with people and fighting and just log off. All you do is just hit the...
Pause the tape. Okay. So they keep... podcast, which you can't see, they keep looking at his hands that appear to be shaking. I don't know if he's nervous, he's getting ready to have a stroke or something. I just felt like looking up his net worth. It's $150
million. $150
million. This man's a charlatan simply because he's worth $150 million for lying. There's no sin. Stop it. A man did not split a sea in half with a damn stick. Stop it. A snake didn't talk. A virgin didn't get pregnant. He tells people that that is true. His net worth is $150 million. Let that soak in. Roll the tape.
Button right there. Log off. There is no show here. The worst that could happen if everything was true, all I got to do is repent sincerely from my heart. There's enough power in the blood to cover all kinds of sin.
And in an even more surprising turn of events, Jakes was even named in the lawsuit against P. Diddy regarding several crimes as someone who might help rehabilitate P. Diddy's public image. And really quickly, if you want to support this channel and help spread biblical truth to more people, I would be so grateful if you would be faithful in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, which involves teaching about sin and the need for people who are in rebellion against God to repent of their sin and turn to faith alone in Jesus Christ alone to be saved. But while T.D. Jakes suffered damage to his reputation, Deontay Wilder suffered even more than that when he unashamedly mocked the...
Are you... That was it? Are you in fact serious? That was God's big hammer? T.D. Jakes suffered damage to his reputation? Oh, anything but that. Again, in order to punish T.D. Jakes' reputation for being buddies with P. Diddy, just, again, let this sink in. What was more important is that God apparently orchestrated the damage to T.D. Jakes' reputation. But in order to do that, he turned a blind eye to, again, dozens, maybe even hundreds of sex crime survivors and their pain. Yeah, I mean, again, minus all the bullshit, all the apologetics, all the excuses, it's more important to God. To be the next one up, apparently, is Wilder. A boxer. Let me guess. You already know what happened when he fought Tyson Fury. Yeah, did he not go to church one day when he said he was? So now, you know, he sent Tyson Fury, you know, to beat him up. I mean, come on, God. Even if the Christian God exists, this sucker is not worthy of respect, much less worship. And instead of curing cancer, ending cancer, AIDS, rape, instead of just simply coming down and saying, hey, here I am, he sends the most fucked up ass messages, like hurting people. Hey, this is how I'll show you why I exist. I'm going to give Madonna whiplash and a concussion. You ready to worship me yet? Come on, gang. They got to do better. Roll the tape.
Christian God in a pregame interview with Tyson Fury, whom he would be boxing against very soon.
I feel that because you're I told a you a long time ago, you're I'm going to baptize you.
Yeah, well, let's see if you and can baptize
me. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to put the spirit inside of you.
100%. I don't want to show you how it feels. You claim I don't want.
It's going to be your God against my God.
Time and time again.
It's going to be your God against my God. Famous last words. When Deontay Wilder actually fought Tyson Fury in the boxing ring, here's what ended up happening.
Strength. Fury.
Pause the tape. That's what you got, Christians? Is this the best you got? It's going to be my God versus your God. So God sent Tyson Fury to kick the shit out of Deontay Wilder. This, okay. I don't even know what to say to this. Seriously. Right? I'm going to show you I love you by hurting you. This is a battered spouse. That's all this is. Battered spouse syndrome. Roll the tape.
When Deontay was KO'd by Tyson Fury, he had been the heavyweight champion of the world, a title which he lost after that fight. Now, I don't really know the details of Tyson Fury's Christian faith, and I don't really think that it's right to believe that faith in Jesus is meant to help people win boxing matches. But it remains absolutely true that when the God of the Bible is pitted against any other so-called God, the God of the Bible will always win, because there is only one true God, and that is the God of the Scriptures.
From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the...
Pause the tape. I don't want to listen to this sucker. I mean, this is one of the most disturbing videos I've ever reviewed. Honestly and truly. Hold on. This is just...
of the world, a title which he lost after that fight. Now, I don't really know the details of Tyson Fury's Christian faith, and I don't really think that it's right to believe that faith in Jesus is meant to help people win boxing matches. But it remains absolutely true that when the God of the Bible is pitted against any other so-called God, the God of the...
That, pause the tape. This is what... It was making me think of a moment when I was talking to fuckface Craig Reed, and I hope you see this, Craig. And SJ. And I remember it was along the same lines. I was like, is that the best your God's got? Again, I would tell you to look it up, but she's deleted all her talks with people like me. And I remember I was just like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not impressed. And Craig, yeah, big talk. We'll see. Peer. Shut the fuck up, Craig Reed. Big talk. We'll see. What's the difference between that and wait until your father gets home? All you got are threats. That's it. I mean, come on. Only through the eyes of the Christian religion can you say this and this not be, I'm going to beat your ass if you don't do exactly what I tell you to do, which you can't. Because at the end of the day, I programmed you to do something. Again, the Christian God made Deontay Wilder say what he just said. You want to know why? It was part of his plan. There was no amount of prayer that could have stopped Deontay from saying what he said. Then there was no amount of prayer that was going to stop him from getting his ass knocked out. This is all scripted according to the Christian faith. Roll the tape.
The Bible will always win because there is only one true God, and that is the God of the scriptures.
From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of the God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's my Jesus. That's the God whom I serve, not the sissified Christ that's preached in pulpit.
Pause the tape. That sissified Christ. In other words, you aren't mean enough to be a Christian. Yeah, look, there's nothing wrong with being gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay. There's nothing wrong with being trans. They're just people. Judge them on who they are, not how they identify or who they're sexually attracted to. There's nothing wrong with being gay. You know what someone like this butt sucker would say? Fucking faggots. God hates fags. Yeah, that's just sitting on some bullshit. Because if I'm a progressive Christian like the Brandon guy, look, God loves gay people as they are. You can be in a healthy, sexually active, fulfilling relationship. If your name is Bill and you love Robert, then love Robert. Fuck the shit out of Robert and you do whatever you guys do. If you're Stephanie and you are attracted to Rebecca, go down on her and make her come until her fucking spine snaps. Who cares? Everything. Just be happy. That's what God wants. Be a productive member of society. Be honest. Just be a good person. It doesn't matter who you have sex with. You know what Vody Bakum's going to say about you on his little pulpit? You're sissified. Yeah, if you're not strong enough to say that God hates fucking faggots, I don't even know what's wrong with fuck with you. That's what I'm saying. You aren't ugly enough to be a Christian by his standards. Roll the tape.
It's around the United States of America.
Deontay Wilder may have experienced the truth of God's victory over his enemies in a physical way in his fight against Tyson Fury, but this is also a spiritual truth that anyone who mocks God and is an enemy of God should absolutely keep in mind before continuing their battle against the creator God of the universe. Christ the Redeemer is a statue of Jesus Christ in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The statue is 30 meters high and the arms stretch 28 meters wide. You would think that a country that builds this kind of a statue would honor the Lord Jesus Christ, but sadly, Brazil has demonstrated that it is happy to endorse blatant mocking of Jesus Christ. During Taylor Swift's Eras tour, Brazil chose to illuminate the Christ the Redeemer statue.
Okay, Paul, I was fast because we're getting ready and I can't listen to more of this bullshit. Okay, so rewind.
Christ. But sadly, Brazil has demonstrated that it is happy to endorse blatant mocking of Jesus Christ. During Taylor Swift's Eras tour, Brazil
pause the tape. Podcast, what you can't see is, okay, So first and foremost, I've been in front of the Christ the Redeemer. Gang, it is fucking huge. If you were to stack 100 of me, you still would not. It is overwhelming on how big this statue is. Now, it's not painted. It's a light. And it's a lot of Portuguese, but it is obviously something, a message to Taylor that says, welcome to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It doesn't say, fuck God in the ass, suck some dick, snort some coke, do some line. No. I mean, come on. But what really seals in the flavor in terms of the stupidity, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I'm agnostic on the topic. I don't like today's music. The only song I know about her is Shake It Off. That's it. I'm sure she's a very talented woman. I just don't know. I'm not a fan, not because I hate her music. I don't know today's music. I bullshit you not. You know what I was listening to on the way home? The Temptations, right? I'm sure she's very good. I'm just, yeah, bit. But what you guys can't see is they blurted her outfit out. Now, what I know of Taylor Swift, they're blurting her out like she's naked or she's masturbating. I've seen pictures. Here, let's, you know what? Please go fuck yourself. Let's look up on the people's iPhone of knowledge. Taylor Swift. Let's look up Taylor Swift images. Okay. Gang, I'm about to belch. I just belch? Hashtag I'm professional. I am sitting here and I'm truly struggling to see something just overtly perverted and sexual. The skimpiest thing that she's got on in these videos, in this picture roll, is this one piece. Hold on. Let me go to StreamYard. Can you guys see that? Yeah, barely. It's all kinds of fucked up. That is a one-piece swimsuit looking outfit that if I had kids and I went to a public pool and a lady was dressed, I wouldn't blink twice. But yet in this video, they're blurting it out like she's impaling herself with a 14-inch black studded dildo. We're going to wrap this up. Roll the tape.
Chose to illuminate the Christ the Redeemer statue with a message welcoming Taylor Swift to the country by putting a Taylor Swift-inspired t-shirt on the Jesus statue instead of communicating the true message of Jesus Christ, which is to communicate the reality of sin and the need to repent of sin and turn towards faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. Brazil chose to blatantly mock this message by even using a statue of Jesus Christ to promote a worldly and sexually immoral music artist like Taylor Swift. And in 2023, there was a carnival in the heart of Rio de Janeiro where a segment of participants engaged in what can only be described as Satan worship. This segment involved revelers dressing in black and red costumes, some wearing devil horns and carrying...
Pause the tape. How much do you guys want to bet that had nothing to do with Taylor Swift's show? How much you guys want to bet that she did not tell these people to do what it is they're doing? How much you guys want to bet? I'm not even a Taylor Swift fan. Roll the tape. This is hurting me. Jesus Christ.
Pitchforks and displays of satanic symbols such as inverted crosses. Now, this may have been a complete coincidence, or it may have been God sending a warning to the nation of Brazil. But in 2023, a photographer captured an incredible image of the exact moment lightning struck the Christ the Redeemer statue, which seems to symbolize that this statue has become more a symbol of mockery towards Jesus Christ.
Pause the tape. Gang, I'm getting dumber by listening to this. Okay, Christians, in case you don't know how this works, lightning is attracted to one, whatever is the tallest structure around. That's why they tell you in a thunderstorm, lightning storm, do not hide underneath a tree. A tree is easily 3, 4, 5 times taller than you. It is attracted to that. Make yourself small. Go inside. Again, Christ the Redeemer, that statue is fucking enormous. Lightning is attracted to the tallest structure around. Do the math. And it's a sign of God. It is a sign of fucking science. I'm a brain damaged C student that may or may not drink too much. And even I know this. Christians, step your game up. I have to wrap this up. I can't take anymore. Roll the tape.
Than a symbol of worship towards him. Another thing to note is that regardless of whether Brazil mocked or worshipped Jesus Christ, this statue really should not have been built in the first place because it's a violation of the second commandment against creating images of Jesus.
Pause the tape in the tape. You cannot be serious. This is like Jeff Durbin, right? When, I can't remember who said it, but it was the non-believer was talking about, you know, Jesus wasn't some, you know, straight-haired, you know, white guy. And Jeff Durbin kind of scoffed at that. And I remember I paused the table like, let's go to Jeff Durbin's church right now. Again, please go fuck yourself. We will look it up on the people's iPhone of knowledge. Jesus Christ. Images. I'm going to click on the first image I see. You guys see that? That beard right there tells you that can't be Jesus. Jesus's facial hair would have looked more like mine. Please go fuck yourself. Straight hair. Give me a break. And I was like, you want to sit here and say that Jesus, of course, he wasn't some white guy who looked like Michael Bolton had a baby with Kenny Loggins. Let's go to your church right now, Jeff Durbin. Let's go to your church right now. I wonder what images are up. And then this, you got this sucker. Oh, get this off my screen. I can't look at him. It's really making me mad. That's a violation of the second commandment, which, by the way, that's graven images, by the way. Let's go into every fucking church across the country right now. Because if you're going to shit on Christ the Redeemer, but every church behind the pulpit has got... This is why I can't watch any more of this bullshit. Give me a break. Gang Uncle Bobby's only giving you one big motherfucking promise. As a result, Uncle Bobby's giving you one big motherfucking solution. Whoever this Mike guy is, shut the fuck up. That was terrible. Let me tell you something, gang. I'm really sitting here just kidding. Apparently, my fury is back. I'm rolling here. That was terrible. That was horrible. Okay. The most, again, Uncle Bobby, there's a fourth grader that says he can kick your ass. I'm going to go take a shit. I would much rather take a shit than listen to another word that's leaving your mouth. I don't care. The Christian God is so strong and so secure that Madonna reenacting, quote unquote, the crucifixion, wearing a crown of thorns on her head. Again, you know, we're nothing but ants underneath the boot of God, but it bothers him so much that he's going to hurt Madonna. Again, by definition, a concussion is brain damage. If they're doing the light in your eyes and making you fall, that's called protocol. There's a series of tests to see how badly your brain is damaged. If it bothered God that much, instead of just coming down like, hey, Madonna, this is really hurting my feelings. Could you not do that anymore? No. Why do some shit like that? Instead, he's going to give her brain damage and whiplash, right? Again, this is not the act of someone who is secure in who it is they are. My allergies are kicking the shit out of me, gang. Give me a break. Without all the apologetic, you know, mental gymnastics, the only way to describe this is abusive. I'm going to hurt you to show you that I care about you. Again, yeah, well, I can't. We're going to wash our face real fast. Go fuck yourself. First thing you only motherfuckers. Hold on. I can't. instead of quite simply coming down and saying, hey, here I am, instead of calmly saying, you know what you're doing, it's hurting my feelings. Could you stop doing that? Hold on, gang. I walk the dogs, whatever pollen or face suckers from the movie Predator and Alien. God, it's on my fucking face. Terrible. Terrible, I tell you. Ah, there is no God. Oh, shit. Okay, coming back. Oh, that's better. Look, now my boys are all concerned and shit. Okay, let's wrap this up. So again, instead of, that was the first, I never washed my face mid-show. Back on topic. Again, stronger than strong, smarter than smart. Instead of just simply coming down here and saying, hey, could you stop doing that? No, instead he hurts people. Again, Uncle Bobby, there's a fourth grader that's going to kick your ass. I'd much rather take a shit than have this conversation, right? We're nothing compared to God. Really, because he won't stop hurting us. What again? This is abusive behavior. This is the sign of a petulant child, right? Well, you know, Pharaoh didn't do what I told him to do, even though I knew in advance he wasn't going to do it because it was according to my plan. So I'm going to fuck him up in 12 different ways that he just can't imagine. And the last way is I'm going to snatch up his firstborn because I love you. This isn't love. This is cripplingly insecure. This is a brat. This is someone who's never had his ass tanned. And I'm talking an old school beating. You guys remember that? When your parents, they'd hold you by the hand, by the arm, and they sit there and whip your ass and had a reflex. You want to run away, but you can't. So they got you by one arm. So all you can basically do is run circles, right? So you're just getting your ass whipped by running around a fucking hula hoop, basically what's happening. The Christian God's never had his ass whipped like that. He's never been told, you can't do that. He's never been given any discipline. So he just does whatever he wants. And no one ever told him, you know what, dude? If what they're doing is bothering you, why don't you talk to them? No. I'm going to slaughter the Canaanites. I'm going to give Madonna a concussion. I'm going to make someone hit the back of their head so hard that the front of their face cracks. Look, at the end of the day, this is textbook abusive behavior. I love you, therefore I get to hurt you. Only in the world of Christianity does that make a lick of sense. Christians, I truly hope you unplug from the matrix and realize you are worth more than what your religion says you are. All right, gang, the big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Gin and truth, let's go. I now need to go cool off. That one really pissed me off.